In our previous shiur, we began a discussion on what we learn in our Gemara here in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Tesom and Aleph, about the Kedusha of the Sukkah. And this is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph. Atzei Sukkah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Asurim Kol Shiva Shimei Chag. The Atzei Sukkah are also for all 8 days of Yontif. Bein Atzei Defanois, Bein Atzei Eschach, whether it's the walls and whether it's the Eschach, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Isra applies to the walls, not just to the Schach itself. And we spoke in our previous year that Rav Moshe says that under certain circumstances that would even apply to the floor of the Sukkah as well.
There's a very nice raya. There's a very nice raya to the opinion of the Rambam that the halacha applies to the walls as well, because the Gemara says on Daf Yoram Abeis, the Gemara speaks about the Noi Sukkah, and the Gemara says Noi Sukkah Eim Amatim B'Sukkah, but the Noi Sukkah don't affect the Noi Sukkah don't affect the kashrus of the height of the Sukkah. And the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, but Vashi said, Im Minatzad, that if they're on the walls, they do affect the kashrus of the Sukkah. So from here we see that the walls of the Sukkah are different than the we see that the walls of the Sukkah also have a Kedusha. And that's why the Noi Sukkah are not just what's on the Schach, but even what's on the walls of the Sukkah. And because of this question, the Taz says that even the Rosh agrees that the walls of the Sukkah have in them a Kedusha. When the Taz is disagreeing with the Rambam and says that the Noi Sukkah, that the walls of the Sukkah don't have this Kedusha, what he means to say is, says the Taz, that they don't have the Kedusha Daraisa, but he will agree that they will have a Kedusha Darabonim. And therefore continues the Ramah, quoting the Maril in the Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, Vafila Kesem Lachz by Shinov. You can't take a toothpick to clean your teeth. Usur would be usur on to take from the Sukkah because the Sukkah has this Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch said, Shmoines Yomim, given as we explained in our previous year, because Migad is Katsoy Lebein Ashmashis is Koy Lekula Yoimah. So if you wanted to eat a meal, Bein Ashmashis, it would be usur to eat from that meal. You would have to eat it in the Sukkah. That's why it's also even on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Mishnah Brura, based on this, even Simchas Torah, the Sukkah is also Bahanoah. Because if one wanted to eat a meal, Shmini Atzeres, he could only eat it in the Sukkah. And therefore, the Sukkah, Migdash Katzoy Ben Shmoshes, is also on Simchas Torah as well. I did see that if somebody from Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz, what would be the halacha for him with the sukkah on Simchas Torah? So, if he's in the sukkah of a host who's a Chutz Laretz person, so Rabbi Yoshev is machmer. He says the sukkah goes after the owner of the sukkah. And since for him the Sukkah is also on Shmini Atzeres, it goes into Simchas Torah as well.
Rishlam Zalman is more makel. Because Rishlam Zalman says that even the people in Chutz Loretz who eat in a sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, who eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there are people that don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, the Isser, the Migadis Gatzoi of Shmini Atzeres going into Simchas Torah is a much weaker Migadis Gatzoi. So Shlom Zalman is not willing to be makel for the person who lives in Chutz Loretz and eats in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres of Chutz Loretz, but he's willing to be makel for the person from Eretz Yisrael who happens to be in Chutz Loretz. Obviously, if one has a minig that he eats, doesn't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so for him, the sukkah would indeed be also b'hanah on Shmini Atzeres, but it would not continue into Simchas Torah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. You can't have hanah from the sukkah all 8 days. As we said, all of Hashanah Rabbah, the sukkah is muksa. It remains muksa for the entire day of sukkah. Continues the Ramah. Even if the sukkah falls down, asurim. The sukkah remains osva no, for lemahani by tanoi. And as we quoted the remark, you can't make a tanoi on the sukkah. And the remark, the Mishnah Berurah gives another reason why you can't have hanor from the sukkah, why you can't make a tanoi. Because even if you wanted to make a tanoi, you can't take apart your sukkah because you have a problem of soysur olah. And since it's a problem of stiris kalim, therefore, the halacha is that the sukkah, you don't make it tonight. Vafilo nofla sukkah asurim v'loy mahani batanoi avil eitzim hasmukim l'sukkah continues the remark is the wood that's near the sukkah mutarim. But the Paiskim explain, we're not talking about wood that's next to the sukkah, that's part of the sukkah, or even if it's there to support the sukkah, are all osa b'hanah. We're talking about wood that happens to be near the sukkah, but is not used as part of the sukkah. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch continues, v'm achash osa hashir hatzarach medefanes. If after you made the proper amount of the sukkah, as we explained in our previous year, after you built your minimum sukkah, you add a wall, loy mitzvah. Avam os abosan stam, if you made the four walls, kulan suras umuksus. Nader Moses, however, because loy mayri el besukkah shiyoshibo pamachet, it only refers to a sukkah that you sat in there once. Avam smina la sukkah, if you designated it to be a sukkah. For lo yoshaba, but you never actually sat in the sukkah. Lo nesra das mona la milsahi. So here the Ramah says a very big chiddush. The Ramah says that if you only were mazbin the sukkah, but you never actually sat in it, the halacha is that the sukkah doesn't have the kedusha. Clearly, as the Mefarshim explained, it is the opinion of the Ramah that what brings the kedusha to the sukkah, what brings the kedusha to the sukkah is you're sitting in the sukkah. You're using it. The hazmana itself doesn't bring the kedusha. But even though the hazmana itself does not bring the kedusha to the sukkah, say the paiskim, that there's a combination happening here. On one hand, you have the hazmana. On another hand, you have the actual sukkah. When you have a combination of the hazmona and the actual yeshiva, then and only then does the sukkah get the kedusha. Say the paiskim. If you have a sukkah, and the Mishnah Berurah says this here in Sif Katan Gimel, if a sukkah was a sukkah skambach, the Gemara that we learned on Daf Ches, about a sukkah that was made by Goyim, Noshim, Ktanim, that Kedusha, that sukkah doesn't get that level of Kedusha. So we're learning here a very big Chiddush. Only a sukkah that was made by a ben Chiyuv has the din of Kedusha. If it doesn't have, if it wasn't made by such an individual, it doesn't have that level of Kedusha. And if, as we quoted in our previous year, it is the opinion of the Chelkis Yoyev, the one shelchatchila sit in a sukkah that has in it the Kedusha, the halacha is, according to that, one should indeed be careful to do something in the building of the sukkah that by combining, you're building the sukkah and sitting in the sukkah, you have a proper sukkah. A sukkah that was built and was left from year to year. So all the Paiskim agree, the Magen Avraham says this, that all the Paiskim agree that after Sukkot is over, the Kedusha goes away. But then there's a Machloikas, and it's discussed here in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Ches, in the Shari Tshuva. What happens next year? Some Paiskim say that next year the Kedusha doesn't come back unless you do something to cause the Kedusha to come back. But if you don't do something to cause the Kedusha to come back, the Sukkah doesn't get the Kedusha. The Shari Tshuva seems to quote Paiskim, however, who are of the opinion that the Kedusha comes back automatically from year to year. So if I built a Sukkah, after Sukkot, everybody agrees that Kedusha expires, but these Paiskim hold that next year the Kedusha comes back automatically. There's a tshuva, and the Shaila of Tshuvas, Tzitz Eliezer, Simen Samaches, that discusses, are you allowed to dismantle a Sukkah in order to replace it? You know, as I take the wood, I built a sukkah, I have materials that I used to build the sukkah, so I take those materials and use them to build another sukkah in Chol HaMoed. So he quotes a Shaul Meshiv, who is Machmer. He himself is Makel, even in such a situation, that he could transfer the Kedusha, that if I'm using the materials that I had to build a sukkah, and I take it from one sukkah to the next, he takes a lenient opinion that it's not a problem. But he says, even if you're going to be machmer, like the Shaul HaMeshiv, that's only if the sukkah was built before Yontif. But he says that everybody will agree that if the sukkah was only built in Chol HaMoed, so in other words, what you'll have is like this, you build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed, you're taking a trip, and you build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed, and you're going from place to place, and you build it, you take it apart, you build it. He says that certainly everybody would agree is mutter. As we discuss this issue of a sukkah, having in it a kedusha, there's a very famous tshuvas oinig yontif. The tshuvas oinig yontif is in Chelek Erechayim, Simen Memtes. He discusses a situation where he discusses two issues based on our Gemara. Our Gemara is teaching us that the sukkah has in it a kedusha. So he asks the question, why when it's raining and you're not supposed to sit in the sukkah, are you allowed to sit in the sukkah? There are people that will sit in the sukkah even when it's raining. You should not be allowed to sit in the sukkah under those circumstances. You're being mishtamish with hegdish. Or, he discusses a situation, a woman who's not mechuyiv in a sukkah, how could she sit in the sukkah? She's being mishtamish behegdish. And indeed, he says, one should be careful to only use the sukkah as much as necessary. Because his whole heter, how you could use a sukkah that has in it a kedusha, when you're not allowed to, when there is no obligation to sit in the sukkah, it's based on the Gemara of Lenitna Torah L'Malach Esharis. The Torah wasn't given to Malachim. Just like we find, he says that the Kohanim, who are wearing Big Day Kahuna, were not expected to take off the Big Day Kahuna the moment that they finished their Avodah. But that heter would only work if I'm sitting in the sukkah and it starts to rain. So there we could say that we lit the Torah L'malach Esharis, and the Torah doesn't expect us to jump out of the sukkah in a moment. But let's say it's raining. How do I have a heter, according to this, to walk into the sukkah? Or a woman who's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, how does she have a heter to sit in the sukkah? So that the only yotzer wants to say, since we know the halacha is regarding the sukkah, teishvu kein teduru, so we're supposed to sit in the sukkah like sit in our home. So when we sit in the home, we sit with our family, with our wives and our daughters, so too in the sukkah. But that would only work, so according to that, a woman would only be allowed to sit in the sukkah when she's sitting there together with her husband, when she's sitting there together with her father. But let's say a woman would want to go sit in the sukkah by herself. Again, according to the Einig Yontif, it would be usur, because the Einig Yontif is saying that the sukkah has it in a kedusha, and if it has a kedusha, you can't sit in the sukkah. However, the Taz has a whole different approach. The Taz approach is that the entire isur of being mishtamish b'sukkah is only a shtamshe shel kilui. If you use the sukkah, and by using the sukkah, you take away from the sukkah. But if you're not doing anything that would destroy the sukkah in any way, then there's no problem of a shtamshe b'sukkah. So when somebody's sitting in the sukkah in the rain, or when somebody who's not mechuyev in the sukkah is sitting in the sukkah, there's no problem, because he's not destroying the sukkah in any way. And since he's not destroying the sukkah in any way, there is no problem. So according to the Taz, the problem of the Einig Yontif goes away. Because according to the Taz, the Isser of the Shtamsh of the sukkah is only when you're being mevatel the sukkah. If you're not being mevatel the sukkah in any way, doesn't apply. It could be that the Machloikis of the Taz and the Einig Yontif, who clearly doesn't agree with the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah does paskin like the Taz, is based on how do we view what we discussed at the beginning of our previous year. How do we view the Gemara's comparison of the Sukkah to the Korban Chagiga? If we say that the Sukkah has in it a Kedushas Haguf, then it wouldn't make a difference. Then maybe the Einig Yontif's approach is correct. It has in this Kedusha, and you're not allowed to use it even if you're not taking away from it. If we say, however, the comparison is not that literal, we could understand the Gemara, we could understand this Psak a little, we could understand the Taz's Psak a little better. The Stipler in Siman Zion has a very different approach. His approach is that what is a sukkah? A sukkah is made to be your dira. A sukkah is made to be the place that you live on sukkahs. When you magdish the sukkah, you magdish it, even if you say the sukkah has it a kedusha like a karmach hagiga, it has a hegdish dira. So anything that's done as a dira, anything that's done as a dira is mutter. There's actually a raya to the opinion of the Taz. The Gemara says on Daf Yoram Abeis, the Gemara speaks about the story of Binyamin Avdei de Rav Ashi. Binyamin, the servant of Rav Ashi, put his wet clothing on the schach. So if we follow the opinion of the Taz, that if it's not destroying the sukkah, it isn't a problem. So that's why he was allowed to put his wet clothing on the schach. But if we follow the opinion of the Anyantif, how will we understand how he put his clothing on the schach? You're not allowed to use the sukkah. It's hegdish. The Avni Nezer, a similar pshat to the pshat of the Stipler, his approach is that when the Torah gives us a heter, tavanor from the sukkah, that even though the sukkah has in it a kedusha, obviously we're allowed to have hanor from that sukkah when we're sitting in the sukkah. So anything that becomes mutter, while we have hanor from the sukkah, that hanor remains even after, that type of hanor remains even when the sukkah is not, when I'm not having mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, it's raining, or for people who have no chiyuv to sit, in the sukkah. There's a very interesting answer to the Ayin Yontif question given by the Ragachover, and also I saw the Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim says this teretz. They say that yes, the Ayin Yontif is conceptually correct, and the sukkah has in it a hegdish. He says, but when the sukkah is raining, the sukkah is not a sukkah anymore. It loses the kedusha of the sukkah. In other words, the sukkah only has the din of a sukkah while it's actually standing, when it's actually being used to be mekayim mitzvah. When I'm sitting in the sukkah when it's raining, when a person who's not mechuyif to sit in the sukkah sits in the sukkah, that is a time that the sukkah is not considered, that's not a sukkah. So there's no isser of having hanor from the sukkah, because at that time, the sukkah is bechlal not considered a sukkah. The Shloss says that now that we've seen that the sukkah has in it a kedusha, and as we've learned in our shir, that according to the Rambam and according to the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's not just the sechach, it's even the walls of the sukkah. And we learned from our Moshe, at times, even the floor of the sukkah. That's why it says the Shloss, that one should be careful when he's sitting in the sukkah to only speak divrei kedusha v'Torah, certainly not speak lashon hara. Because, as we're learning, the kedusha of the sukkah permeates the kedusha. I saw that the Mefarshim actually explained that is the actual lesson of a sukkah. The lesson of the sukkah is that mitzvahs are not limited to the Beis Medrash. Mitzvahs are not limited to the Beis HaKnesses. What do we do in the sukkah? We eat in the sukkah. We sleep in the sukkah. And the lesson of mitzvah sukkah is that our eating and our sleeping also have in them a tremendous kedusha. And I saw that Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Sefer Chazon Avadya on Sukkos says, "Hamishtadl shloi ladaber b'sukkah kiim divrei Torah." Somebody who's careful to treat the sukkah with the kedusha that we've been describing in our shurim, the sukkah has. Hashem Yisbarach yashpia lov shefa kedusha v'tahara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring to him a tremendous hashpa of kedusha and tahara. Meshiva ishpuzin eloyin kedushin, brought to him from the seven ishpizin that come to see us in the sukkah, and then he answers. Well, and then he concludes. Latzliv b'chol drachav. If we are careful indeed to treat the sukkah with the tremendous kedusha that it indeed has, as we've been discussing in our shurim, we will be matzliach b'chol drachav.